man crying? Just be uncomfortable. So. Because right, Boo, we don't grow unless we're uncomfortable. Is that right?
Yeah.
So it's almost been 9 years since I've shared a huddle, what God's been doing in my journey. Thanks to Chuck McCoskey, who's on the board. He was kind of the nudging push to say maybe it's time to get back up here. But my hope and prayer has been that you hear God's story through me. That you know, sense, feel the Father's heart and His love for you. July of 92, my parents took our family to Shipshawana. At that age, it's pretty boring, right? Who wants to go to Shipshawana? But we ate at an Amish restaurant for dinner. And here's where I fell in love with apple butter. Anybody love apple butter? Fell in love with it. Well, after dinner, my siblings and I went out to play on the playground before we made the drive back to Kokomo. After a while, my parents yelled for us to load up. Hey, get in the van. We called it the Golden Nugget. When I was climbing down off those rainbow monkey bars, I slipped through and my foot got caught. And as I hit the ground, I cried, Dad, Dad. He ran over as fast as he could, realizing I probably broke my femur, which I did. He scooped me up and carried me to the van, and we drove back home. Romans 8:15 states, "For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father." Amen. Daddy. Here in a little bit, I'll come back to the part that states you have received the spirit of adoption as the sons, and I'll discuss that. However, I hope through my testimony that I'm about to share, Jesus is more than just a savior to you. That He is your Abba Father. That He's your dad. That you can cry out to Him in the good times, the joyous times, the big parts of your life, the small parts of your life, the hurts, the trials. So it was around June of 2010. A girl who I thought I was going to marry ended a relationship. Shocking, being 5'8", I might be 5'7", premature balding. And I was gray back at 28 too. But at that moment, I was pretty devastated. At the same time this was happening, I was asked to go on a missions trip to Haiti. However, I was contemplating not going because I thought I could save that relationship by not going. After much prayer, fasting, counsel through my best friend at the time, he was also going on the trip, the Spirit nudged me to go to Haiti. I'll be forever grateful to God that week because He delivered me from a broken heart while serving in Haiti, but broke my heart for the people of Haiti. And at this time, I met this little boy named Mackinson. Mackinson, he's part of the Heart to Heart Orphanage. He forever changed my life, and I'll get back to him. There are days I wonder, had I not been obedient to God's calling in my life, the plans in my heart, at that moment, how would my life be different today? See, around 60 days after I returned, I met my wife, Jamie. We've been married for almost 12 years now. Hebrews 12:1 says, "Let us also lay aside every weight and sin that easily entangles us." Amen. Goes on to Hebrews 2, it's all about looking to Jesus. See, that relationship before I left for Haiti was entangling my thoughts, and it weighed me down. And it almost distracted me from the Lord's purpose prevailing in my life. So the question for you is, what is distracting you and weighing you down from being obedient to the Holy Spirit at this moment? The church has too many people, me at times, sitting on the sidelines waiting for something to happen or to be called to before we move. The devil loves this when we are stagnant or in a holding pattern for a long time. Now, I will say there's a difference between stagnant and being patient. It's another talk. The world needs godly men, fathers, uncles, papaws, mentors, widows, to get up and walk through that door. I have a sign in my office, one of my favorite scriptures, Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship. Whose workmanship? Created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. What should we do? Walk in them. If God does not want you to serve him in a specific area, he will close the door. He's God, right? He is holy. He's to be set apart. But in times, in my journey, sometimes those doors that are closed can be painful. It was the weekend of June 23rd of 13. Jamie was on a trip to Michigan with her mom and sisters. I received a call early Sunday morning from my wife's sister letting me know that they're on their way to the ER due to some complications. The next call I got was from Jamie, letting me know that she lost the baby. Romans 8:26. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. If there's something going on in your life right now, this moment today, the Spirit is groaning for you on your behalf. Because of Jamie and I's love for Christ, and looking to Jesus, Hebrews 12:2, our love for him was much greater than our pain of a closed door. We were able to persevere with the help of the Spirit, not by ourselves, guys, and praise him during that storm. I'm not saying it was easy, but we had a peace that surpassed all understanding. John 16:33, a lot of you guys know this. I have told you these things, that in me you may have peace. Say peace.
Peace.
Say it again.
Peace.
In this world you will have trouble. It's a promise, right? We will have trouble in this world. He is telling us that. But there's hope. He says, take heart. I have overcome the world. I once heard a quote that went something like this. Never take your eyes off the master, because the master knows things that you don't know. About 5 weeks later, Jamie and I were obeying a call that God put on our hearts to host an international student. We didn't know what this looked like or what even it entailed, but God was opening a new door for us. In the 9 months that Regina was with us, she's from Mexico, we grew to love and cherish her. God used her to help heal a part of our broken hearts, and he's given us an opportunity to parent her. It was awesome to see her grow in her relationship with Jesus during the time she was with us, even wanting to be baptized. God, in his graciousness, allowed Jamie to be pregnant again for a second time. She gave birth to our beautiful daughter, Gracie, on August 3rd, 2014, about 3 months after Rahina went home. Gracie's at school right now, and we named her Gracie because she's a true gift. True gift from God.
Amen.
If you've ever met her, she is the most precious, sweet, loving, kind, respectful little girl that you will ever meet. I'm biased, but I think if you've met her, you might agree. I'll get back to her in a second, too. See, 6 months after Gracie was born, Jamie began serving in a ministry called Light and Darkness. After a lady gave a testimony at our church, my wife would go into strip clubs in Kokomo to show the love of Christ. Now that takes courage. And I'm happy to say, I think there's only one left in town. At the time when they started this ministry, there was 4 or 5. There's only one left in town. I've been praying for that. That's right. Jamie connected with one of the dancers who ended up coming to church with us a few times. Along, we helped her with food and diapers for her kids. The relationship with the dancer was going on for about a year. During this time, trying to get pregnant for a third time, and although the doctors ran tests and saw nothing wrong, we have been experiencing secondary infertility for going on 2 years. So we briefly began discussing adoption. I'll come back to this in a moment. I keep coming back to things that will all tie together, I promise. Because God's good. On September 9th of 2016, I received a call from my wife at work telling me the dancer that she connected with was being admitted to the hospital for a blood infection and had nowhere for her 3 kids to go. Within a couple of hours, the Hardys went from a family of 3 to a family of 6. No idea how this was going to play out. We were just looking to and trusting Jesus. During this time, I fell completely in love with this youngest, who was a 2.5-year-old boy who happened to have autism. So going back to the adoption conversation, and to be very transparent with you, the toughest question I had in committing to adoption was, could I love someone else's child like I love Gracie? God gave me a glimpse of that through my little buddy James. I was the one to put James to bed at night. He would always put his head on my shoulder and wrap his arms around me. And he didn't want to let go. How many people around us just need a hug? Needless to say, it was complete chaos at times over those 5 days. And another time we kept them. However, we felt God's peace in the situation. Say peace.
Peace.
Each night we had the opportunity to tuck them in, pray with them, and let them know that we and Jesus loved them. Not only that, but we also really saw the body of Christ show up in our lives, donating food, clothes, toys, money, and a lot of prayers. God gave me my answer that I posed about adopting. 2 months after the kids left, Jamie and I started the adoption process in November of 2016. Remember Magginson from Haiti? God planted a seed of adoption in my soul through him. Not fully knowing it, but he was watering that seed all along. If you've ever adopted, you know the process of trials, the tribulations, and the crazy emotions that are very real. James 1, 2 through 4, you know this. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Well, on Sunday, October 1st, 2017, it was right before church. We were getting ready to leave. Jamie and I received a call from our adoption agency that a birth mom contacted them a couple days prior and that she wanted to give her son up for adoption and wanted to meet with us. The counselor went ahead and asked if we could meet her the very next day. Seems a little rushed because her due date was a week later. Jamie and I, along with Gracie, drove down to Bethany Christian that Monday, and we sensed the meeting had a divine anointing all over it. See, part of the reason why she chose us is she has a twin that came. Jamie and I come from both large families, and I'm a quadruplet. So the twin and the quadruplets, that's a whole other story. It's a miracle. But how God just intertwines things is just beautifully made. The birth mom went 2 weeks past her due date. Praise the Lord for that. So Jamie and her bonded quickly, which only God could orchestrate. On October 23rd, 2017, Caleb Wallace was born. Birth mom, Jamie, myself, and Caleb all stayed at Methodist Hospital for a couple days, which was such a precious time. Jamie was even in the birthing room when Caleb was born. On the third day, our counselor asked Jamie and I to go down to the cafeteria while they met with the birth mom. For me, this was the heaviest and weightiest part of the entire adoption process, because we knew she was giving up her rights to Caleb in these moments. Can you imagine? Let me flip it. What a beautiful picture of the gospel. She loved him so much. She loved Caleb so much that she was willing to give one of her most precious gifts to Jamie and I. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. And going back to Romans 8:15, Caleb became my son through adoption. Just like we become sons of our Father, our Abba Father, through the Spirit of adoption. He adopts us.
Amen.
Before the birth mom left the hospital that day, we grabbed hands and prayed a special blessing over her and just told her how much we loved her. My buddy Caleb, he's a special boy. He's the fun-loving, well, talk to him for 1 minute about not doing something, the next minute he's doing the same thing. We had our girl and we had our boy. And at our age, we were set. We were complete. So we thought. Huddle's foundational verse. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. Sometime between October 8th and 12th of 2018, Jamie received a text from the birth mom again. Said, "Do you want to grow your family?" I'm like, "What?" I seriously was shaking my head no. Like, Jamie, as we're talking, we were just in our rhythm as a family, in a groove, and things were settling down. But however, deep down in my soul, I know the Lord's purpose was prevailing. So we went through the adoption process, which was about 8 months this go around. I prefer the shorter time frame after going through them both. On June 11, 2019, Trey Elliott entered the world. He's a firecracker and so precious this time. So here in a minute, I'm going to introduce you to my two boys. We named both of them somewhat after the birth mom. Caleb's close to her last name, and we were going to name him something else. We're driving to the terrible town of Bloomington, Indiana. And my wife goes, what do you think of Caleb? I go, that's unique, but it's Latin for stars in heaven. And Trey's middle name, Elliot, is close to the birth mom's name, so we just want to honor the birth mom. They're probably playing here on the playset out there. I'll keep going, and they come in, we'll cheer for them. Oh, here they come. Trey and Caleb, up here. Come here. This is my beautiful wife, Jamie. Can you guys say hi to everybody?
Hi. Caleb, Trey.
Hey boys, we're just talking about a story that how much God loves you. Caleb, who loves you the most?
God.
Amen. That's right. Amen. All right.
What's on your shirt?
Pretty. All right. Train them up, boys. Train them up. You guys want to stay here? Okay. Hey, you see Papa over there? Only the creator of the entire universe can do this next part of my testimony. My Abba Father. August 10th, 2021. Gracie, at the sweet age of 7, told Jamie and I that she was getting so angry with her brothers that she needed Jesus to come into her life and help her. See, she needed a savior in that moment. It seems really simple, which it is. As a dad, I was trying to stifle the spirit. Gracie cried out to her Abba Father in the only way she knows how. See, the Lord prevailed in my daughter's life through her brothers. Now, my God is the only one that can paint such a beautiful masterpiece. Because he is holy. He is set apart. In closing, I believe God's timing is perfect. at 8+ years of not being able to get pregnant. 2 adoptions and getting rid of all of our baby items. Jamie found out she was pregnant. To say that I was utterly shocked is the biggest understatement of all time. See, all kinds of emotions were swirling around in our brain, in our souls. The only thing we could do at this point was to trust God and know that He has a purpose. See, last week I just started to prepare this very huddle talk to give near the end of May because I thought that is when I was sharing it. I'm on the board, guys. I failed. But last Friday, I quickly realized that no, my talk was going to be today through a divine appointment with Rick Weed at Button Motors. See, I was getting my oil changed. He said, look forward to hearing you talk next week. I'm like, what? So as I'm formulating my ideas and gathering my notes for this testimony, Jamie began having another miscarriage. Love you. See, anyone who has walked through infertility and her miscarriage understands the emotions it will invoke. Amen. Just like I have done many, many other times in my journey, I'm trusting that God has a plan in this as well. Though I still have many questions, and so does Jamie, that are unanswered, heartache that is still fresh, the only response I have is to keep my eyes looking to Jesus, Amen. To my Abba Father, and to trust that His ways are not mine. Amen. Isaiah 55:8. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And to know that one day Jamie and I will get to meet our 2 unborn babies in heaven brings peace. Say peace.
Peace.
I just want to leave you with one of my favorite verses. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid because the Lord your God goes with you. Amen. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Our Abba Father loves you guys so much. Let's pray. God, I just thank you for these sweet moments with you. Thank you for being daddy in all our lives, that we can run and just curl up next to you and you love on us. Now the Lord bless you guys and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Amen.
Okay, boys.